Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, so Kip has vowed that he's going to go through one whole show without mentioning LBJ. We'll see how it goes.
Lyndon Baines Johnson was a good president back in the 60s, they say.
That's not
a little bit before my time.
Not the LBJ we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
We'll see. Because remember now,
you've already brought him up.
Remember now,
20 seconds in the show, you throw his initials out there.
A couple of weeks ago, we did a Twitter poll. Kip a closet LBJ fan? And our listening audience resoundedly said yes.
But 20 seconds into the show, you throw it out there.
Let's go ahead and update our Twitter questions from last week so that we can put new ones up.
20 seconds into the show, and you've already mentioned his initials.
How many games would it take for the Trailblazers to beat the Warriors? Your options were 5, 6, 7, or they won't. 67% of our listening audience say 7 games.
Okay. They got to get past the Nuggets first. That was a great game last night if you missed it. Game 3 in Portland. Blazers win 140 to 137 in a classic basketball game. They're up 2-1 in the series, so the Blazers are looking good right now.
A lot of defense in that game.
It was overtime game, double overtime, I think. So there's a lot of scoring in that game.
Will the Houston Rockets beat the Warriors in 5 games?
You said that.
That was a question from last week.
You did one of your famous mark this down predictions that they were going to beat the Warriors in 5 games. What the Rockets better do is get a win tonight or they go down 3-0 in the series. So, again, you're wrong with your predictions.
57% of our listening audience said no, the Rockets would not beat the Warriors in 5 games.
I mean, you could get a 3-year-old to fill that poll out and tell you, give you that answer. My 4-year-old grandson could have told you that.
I have faith.
Obviously, I'm just anxious to see how you're going to spin that bad prediction during this hour telecast.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, I'm sure.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Edwin Watts Golf.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain. Locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. Yeah, you know Matt. He's a Brunswick High and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland in St. Simons Island. Drive through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
All right, so over in Darien, word has come out. The MCA Buccaneers are not going to have spring football practice. I didn't think that situation over there could get any more ridiculous, and yet I'm proven wrong.
They hired their new head coach, Coach Warren. He's coming from Dade County, which is in the Chattanooga metro area. Dade County is about as far in North Georgia as you can go, and McIntosh County is on the coast, so it's like a 330-mile commute. I don't know if they could have had assistant coaches or somebody conduct some sort of spring practice just to keep the kids interested and keep the kids in shape. But a lot of work for Coach Warren when he gets here to turn that program around.
The advantage for them not having spring practice is that they can have 2 scrimmage games instead of just 1 scrimmage game. To be honest with you, I think that I would rather have the spring practice than the extra scrimmage.
The key with the scrimmage game is, can you get another team to scrimmage you? That's the key. during the summer. I mean, most schools have a spring football practice, so from an injury, potential injury standpoint, it's not wise for another team to have another scrimmage game in the fall rather than just the one that they currently have on the schedule. So I don't know. It seems like kind of a lose-lose situation in Darien as it relates to that. But I think McIntosh, hopefully they've learned their lesson up there and will bring Coach Warren in and, you know, give him time. That's the key, McIntosh County. Give somebody time to build a program. Have an environment there that is conducive for success and stick with somebody and give somebody a time to build a program. What do you say, Jason? 7 years, seven coaches? It's crazy. It's been a carousel up there.
6 years. Excuse me. Six coaches in 8 years is what this is going to be. And it's more about than just giving them time. You also have to let the football coach build the program.
Yes.
You got to let him run the program. You can't make hiring and firing decisions for him. When you hire him as the head football coach, what you should be doing is turning over personnel decisions for the football program to him. You don't need to be making decisions on who you're going to hire and fire for him. That's his call. You hired him to do it.
Sounds like they need just a wholesale house cleaning up there, starting at the top of the school system. That's what it sounds like. I mean, I'm not too familiar with the situation, but living in Glynn County, the next county over, you kind of watch things from a distance and
scratch your head.
It's a definite head scratcher. So where do you start? Do you start at the top and just, you know, clean house, or what do you do? I don't know.
I've got no idea what you would do in that situation. But I do think that as far as cleaning house, when you've had six coaches in 8 years, you're going to have to, you're no longer going to be capable of starting at the football level because you've already done that multiple times and it has not done any good. So starting at the top, okay. But the real question is, where is the top at? Where does the top really start?
The superintendent.
It goes all the way that high.
Yeah, at the top. That's what I'm talking about, the top. Because if you're talking about cleaning house with the football program, six coaches in 8 years, that room's spotless. there's no dust in that room. I mean, so obviously you got to look at other places in that school system. Where else do you look? You can't blame everything on the football coach.
Well, there have been too many football coaches
to
blame. Six coaches, 8 years. And it's hard to, you know, it's even more ridiculous to think, what year was it, 2015 or 2016?
They were just in the dome.
They were playing for a state championship.
Right.
And you ran that guy out of town.
Man, you're going to cause us not to be able to go eat some good fried shrimp up in McIntosh, man. We're going to have to get sneak in there by cover of darkness just to eat at one of the local restaurants up there. But it is what it is. And, you know, McIntosh, you own what you own. And there's obviously you got some things you got to fix up there. And it's got to happen pretty quickly.
The Atlanta Braves have a lot of things that they need to fix.
Yes, they
do. First and foremost, bullpen.
That has been the rallying cry for the whole season so far. Bullpen, bullpen, bullpen. Braves are 16-16, 2.5 games behind the Phillies, so in second place in the NL East. But I've counted, off the top of my head, there's probably five or six games right now that the Braves could have won if they had a decent bullpen showing. They could be leading the division by three or four games.
I think when I saw a stat where it was something silly, they've lost 16 games, and 13 of the 16 games that they've lost, they've had the lead in the late innings.
And can't hold a lead.
So, if you say half of that, let's just say they win half of those games, and so instead of 16-16, they win 8 of those 16 games, and so now they're 24-8.
With a huge lead in the division.
Yeah. It's over.
Five and a half game lead in the division if they're sitting there at 24-8 right now.
And that's just if the bullpen blows half of those leads.
Right. So getting some good quality starts from some of those young. I mean, Max Fried looks really, really good. And you know, Julio Teheran doesn't. Kevin Gausman's struggling right now. So those are two starters. Foltynewicz in the rotation. It's kind of hit and miss right now on the results from his return from the injured list. I always want to say disabled list, injured list. And so
you can't say disabled list anymore because it's politically incorrect.
I understand, but that's what it's been for 100 years. But it takes some time to change your vernacular a little bit as it relates to that.
It's been politically incorrect for 100 years.
Yes,
those players are not disabled. Yeah. They're just injured.
They're injured. There's whatever you want to call it. If you can't perform, you can't perform. The physically unable to perform list. They got one of them too, right? The PUP list. They do have a list called the PUP list.
That's the NFL.
Yeah, well, injured list, politically correct. Boy, PC in this country is going to kill us one day. Kill us all.
The NBA playoffs, there's no way that the Warriors are going back and winning another championship. I just can't do it. They're not focused. They've got their minds on 100 different things, 100 different directions, and none of those things are playing basketball.
Obviously, they have their mind on the Houston Rockets because they're up 2-0 in that series, and I can already hear the excuses. Oh, James Harden got scratched in the eye by Draymond. It was intentional, and that's the reason we're going to lose again to the Warriors.
Draymond's kind of, I feel like he's a rather dirty player.
You feel like you can feel like you want to. The fact of the matter is you picked the Rockets to win in 5, and that prediction is not going to come true. So I guess the Rockets are going to win in 6 now.
Well, how do you know it's not going to come true?
I mean, it's not mathematical. The math's not there to make it possible.
I picked them in 5.
Yeah.
They've only lost 2 games.
Mm-hmm. In a best-of-7 series, the math just doesn't add up.
All right, so...
But that's another prediction. One of the many... There's a laundry list of predictions on this show. Long laundry list of predictions that didn't pan out that came from your lips. But that's what me and our listeners deal with every week. Then you try to spin. You come back and being the master spin doctor that you are, you try to spin things into your favor, and you know, a lot of times you just fall flat on your face with that, just like in this case.
I can only remember 2 of these so-called instances of yours. That was that year that Alabama beat Clemson in the first round, and I had picked Clemson to win a national championship. I missed that one. And then, I'll be honest, I missed the Rockets in 5. But other than that, we've been doing this show.
We've missed Central Florida over LSU. You've missed.
Well, if Central Florida had their starting quarterback, they would have won that game. So that's not really a miss.
I mean, just wait till this fall, and our listeners will be reminded of it every weekly when we do college football predictions, because you're wrong a lot of times when it comes to that.
Those college football predictions get pretty fun.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
Oh, you were waiting on me? Okay. Whoa.
I thought we were going to break.
All right, we'll go to break.
Yeah.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they looked good on a poster.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Knights of Frederica will have targets on their bags all season in defense of their 2018 GISA AAA State Championship. The Knights' 2019 schedule will be tough as well. Frederica will scrimmage Bethesda at home in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's on August the 9th. The road games will be especially tough this season for the Knights as they visit Tarleton, Valwood, Bethlehem Christian, Westfield, Trinity Dublin, and John Millage. The Knights will host Augusta Prep, Tift Area, Pinewood, and Bullock Academy. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
That is a good comeback song. Come back on the air with right now.
The best song of the 1980s.
No, it's not that, but it's a good song. Yep. Good football song. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the week in review.
And here we go. Shane Carl, the Braves' new Matt Whistler.
Hmm.
Falcons, you did know that Jawan Taylor was still on the board when you gave up half of your draft to move up into the first round to get another offensive lineman that wasn't as good. Warriors, you're overrated. Jacksonville Jaguars, playoff team, 9-7. Josh Donaldson, do it down the stretch. The best player in the draft, Devin White. I am inevitable, and I am Iron Man. Joel Embiid, the second best big man in the NBA. First is LeBron. Rookie of the Year, Max Fried. UGA, can we please stop naming things after Vince Dooley?
Why?
We get it. He's the best coach you've ever had. Stop living in 1980. NBA Finals, Celtics, Warriors. Dabo Sweeney needs a raise. Georgia Tech currently has a higher rate of recruiting class than Georgia. Arya Stark is a killer. And these are my thoughts.
It's obvious that we need a drug testing program. I'm speaking to management right after this show. It's obvious with that I just heard on the air, the weekend review. It's obvious that a policy needs to be instituted really, really soon.
This segment of the
turn my mic on.
Tell you, please, do something, man. You're killing yourself on here today.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, Georgia Sea Grill, and by Sea Palms Coastal Realty.
Summer is here, and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
I mean, what part of the weekend review did you take issue
Man,
with?
Man, you know what? Here we go. I had a debate yesterday with my little Gator friends on Facebook. They whine and they still have this Vince Dooley effect playing in their mind. They still can't sleep 30, 40 years later from them beatings that Vince laid on them in Jacksonville all those many years. And you got the nerve to come on here and talk about stop naming stuff in Athens after Vince Dooley. They could name the town Dooleyville for all I care. That's what it represents to me. When I go to Athens, the first name that pops in my mind is Vince Dooley. He's the man.
How old were you when Vince Dooley won that first that championship in 1980?
Doesn't matter how old I was, okay?
You know how old I was?
Doesn't matter. You think they're going to stop talking about Bear Bryant at Alabama?
They don't.
Oh, they talk about Bear every day. You think they're going to stop talking about Woody Hayes at Ohio State? They don't.
And then when they have those conversations, they also have Nick Saban and Urban Meyer and Jim Tressel to talk about in the same breath and conversations as those other coaches.
We're fixing to have Kirby to talk about in those same conversations. We had Mark Richt, but he couldn't get it done in the big game. He couldn't get it done in Jacksonville. Vince could. He got it done quite frequently down in Jacksonville. Mark Richt is not coaching at Georgia now because he couldn't beat Florida consistently. That's why he lost his job. Kirby comes in. He understands that. And so far, so good.
Tell you what. Yep. Let's have our listening audience decide. I'm throwing up a Twitter question. You can find this at Twitter at @Bishop_show. And the question is, does the University of Georgia name too many things after Vince Dooley?
What have they named after Vince Dooley?
Everything. The whole town.
Name it. Let's hear it.
Dooley Road, Dooley Boulevard, Dooley Car, Dooley Gate, Dooley Lights.
Oh, my goodness.
Dooley Gym, Dooley Seat, Dooley Broadcast Booth. You name it.
Oh, the broadcast booth in Athens is named after Larry Munson.
Which actually should be done.
Yeah, well, it has been done. Okay.
I'm in agreement with that one.
The field is named after Vince Dooley now.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook. Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Termite season is here, and here's a fact. Homeowners insurance does not cover termite damage. That could mean you having to pay thousands to undo damage from these pests. Or you could call Peachtree Pest Control for a termite inspection, and if the pros at Peachtree Pest Control need to treat your home for termites, you will receive $100 off the treatment. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies.
From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
That's the kind of day it's going to be. Listening to the Vince Dooley rejoin bed. This is the segment where Kip takes over the show, does his butt hurt segment. He says it's interactive. I just kind of chime
in. It is interactive. It's an interactive segment here.
I chime in from time to time.
Sponsored by Coach Vince Dooley. The greatest coach in Georgia history.
We'll go ahead and get this out of the way. Don't forget to vote on our Twitter poll. You can find it at Bishop_show. I even forgot what it was. What was it, Kip? What was the question?
I don't know. It's some kind of garbage you come up with every week to try to make yourself look good.
Oh, does Georgia have too many things named after Vince Dooley?
Answer would be no.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Go ahead and get these out of the way. Nat's Landing and by Southern Hardware so that you can take over the segment.
Vince loves to go to Nat's Landing, by the way. Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting, like Vince does a lot, and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon, Coach.
Oh, by the way, before you jump into this, I do want to throw one thing out there. Happy May the 4th. I feel better. Go ahead.
Feel better. Checking in at number 5 this week on the butt hurt list. Jason Bishop's Houston Rockets. They're down 0-2 to the world champion Golden State Warriors. This team supposedly was built to beat the Golden State Warriors. What they better do is win today, or Golden State may break out the brooms in Houston. And I know the excuses are starting to mount already. James Harden and his scratched corneas or whatever they come up with.
Pretty dirty.
Yeah, pretty dirty. So it's they're going to blame it on the eyes. I see. Houston, number 5 this week, down 2-0. Houston. Jason Bishop picked them to win in 5.
They're winning 6.
Okay. Number 4 on this week, and it's been a consistent entry on the butt hurt list, the Braves bullpen.
Mm.
Let me throw a couple of numbers at you, Jason. I'm going to throw a starter in there first because he needs to be in the bullpen. Julio Teheran, 2-4 with a 5.35 ERA.
That just means you need to score 6 to win.
Okay. A.J. Minter, 0-3, 8.38 ERA. That's really getting it done there, isn't it, Jason?
As your closer.
As your closer, you are correct. 8.38 ERA.
Strikes fear in the heart of opposing batters in the ninth.
8.38. Wow. You need a you may need to bring in a college algebra teacher to figure this thing up.
Yeah, and he doesn't even have the highest ERA on the team, nor is it even close. There are still like 4 or 5 guys that have higher ERA.
Let's go to the bullpen. You look down there on TV and you see AJ warming up. You say, well, I think I'm going to the refrigerator and get something to eat. Number 3, and it's a tie this week for number 3. Two contenders in Major League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. You know what they have in common, Jason?
Not a clue.
Their team, our ERA, is absolutely horrible. Milwaukee checks in at a 5.07 team ERA. That's 26th in baseball. And the Boston Red Sox check in at a 4.83 ERA. A team 24th in baseball. A team that prides themselves on pitching. Boy, they pay enough money for it. Both teams are listed as contenders going into the season. But their team pitching ERAs are through the roof. They got to do something to get those down.
The Brewers are 3 games out.
They're 3 games out. with a 5.07 ERA, which means they're probably swinging the bats pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Number two this week, and you already, I can already see it happening, the fear and the collapse is getting ready to set in.
Is this where you throw out LBJ?
No, I'm going to throw out the Toronto Raptors. They're sitting here down 1-2 to Philly, and it looks like the dam's about to break and the water's about to burst through, and the Raptors are about to do what they do best. That's become the Raptors during NBA playoff time.
Let me tell you something about the Raptors.
Okay.
If they get to the NBA Finals, they'll win it.
They're going to struggle to get by Philly right now. The Raptors, I don't know what it is about the NBA playoffs. When they start, they could go 72-9 or 73-9 or 74-8 in the regular season. Playoffs hit, they're going to find a way to lose. Number one this week, Jason, the college football win projections came out this week. Checking in at number one, the Florida State Seminoles, they're projected to win 7.5 games this year. What's going on in Tallahassee, Jason?
Willie Taggart.
What's going on down there? Is this going to be Willie Swan Song in Tallahassee this year? 7 wins for Florida State? Is that going to cut it?
Over or under 7.5.
I'm
asking you.
That's it?
Or I'm asking you, 7.5, over or under.
I think they might come in over, but the fact that they're listed at 7.5, we're talking about the Florida State Seminoles, a proud football program. 7.5 wins projected for this season. Auburn's projected to win 8 games, which means they're probably going to win the SEC.
Write this down. This will be Willie Taggart's last year at Florida State.
You think they're going to get rid of Willie?
Yeah, because he's going to go 7-5, 6-6, and he'll be out the door.
Yeah, that's not going to cut it.
Not at Florida State. Not in the ACC, which is awful.
ACC, though, here's an interesting stat. ACC, national football champions, national basketball champions. And if they can win a baseball national championship, they'll have a sweep in all three major sports this year. Virginia won basketball. Clemson won football. If they have somebody come through and win in baseball, it'd be a banner year for the ACC. But Florida State is number one on the butthurt list this week because their football program is in shambles right now.
There's no LBJ on your butthurt list.
No.
That's the first time.
No, he's, I mean,
first
that's,
time in history that you have taken him out
again,
just so you don't have to mention him.
That's the fourth time on this show you brought his name up, or his initials up. Instead of saying his name, you brought his initials up 4 times already.
I haven't.
I'm telling you, I'm not taking the bait today.
I'm not giving you any bait.
I mean, I'm not falling for this. I mean, you're trying your best, so you might as well try another tactic. Try something else, man. It's just not going to work. So there you have it, the butthurt list from this week, topped by the Florida State University football program that is in the pits right now.
One thing I learned this week is that $330 million does not protect you from being booed.
That's probably going to get you booed quickly if you don't produce up to the $330 million standard people have set for you.
Guys, make sure you get Mother's Day right. Your mom was your first special lady, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't freak out. Go to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. No matter your budget, they have you covered. No better way to say thank you than something special from Cunningham Jewelers. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates! You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Termite season is here, and here's a fact. Homeowners insurance does not cover termite damage. That could mean you having to pay thousands to undo damage from these pests. Or you could call Peachtree Pest Control for a termite inspection, and if the pros at Peachtree Pest Control need to treat your home for termites, you will receive $100 off the treatment. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
That's the best song of the 1980s.
I mean, it's good, but it's not the best.
That is the best song of the 1980s.
No.
See, you weren't even, you just complained about not being born. And now you're going to sit here and now you're an authority on the 80s.
I am an 80s aficionado.
Oh, okay.
I'm an 80s aficionado. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick.
Guys, make sure you get Mother's Day right. Your mom was your first special lady, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't freak out. Go to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. No matter your budget, they have you covered. No better way to say thank you than something special from Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Throwing out another Twitter question of the week. You can find those on Twitter at Bishop_show. We would encourage you to vote. Will the Warriors win the NBA title? This should be a no.
I mean, they've won, what, four of the last five? I mean, should the odds are pretty good. I don't know.
They're not focused.
It doesn't matter to me if they win or not. I'd like to see the Bucks get there. But, you know, they've come back and won, took that home court advantage back from the Celtics, so they're up 2-1. Man, Gordon Hayward was laying some bricks last night in that game. Brick, brick, clank, 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 clank down the stretch in that basketball game. Bucks win that game against the Celtics, 123-116, take a 2-1 lead in that series, and so they're back on track. Philly leads the Raptors, which, you know, that's no shock to anybody that follows NBA basketball that the Raptors are getting ready to fold up.
I feel like if the Raptors get to the NBA Finals, they'll win it.
Okay. Who are they going to play?
Doesn't matter.
In the NBA Finals.
Who are they going to play? Probably Houston.
Who's somebody they can beat in the Finals? I mean, if you put the Hawks in there right now, they could beat the Hawks in the Finals. But nobody with a pulse they're going to beat. And that's what they do. The Raptors are a regular season juggernaut. That's what they do. They run through regular seasons. They have great regular seasons, get in the playoffs, and they fold up like a cheap Walmart tent. That's what they do.
Which series would you rather see, Bucks and Sixers or Bucks and Raptors?
Bucks and Sixers.
I'd rather see Bucks-Raptors.
Mm, Bucks and Sixers would be a good series with those two big men battling in the middle. That'd be good.
Mm. Golden State leads Houston 2-0. Portland's up on Denver 2-1. Milwaukee up on the Celtics 2-1. And Toronto trails Philadelphia 2-1.
Good series so far. Some good basketball.
Throw something at you really quick, shifting gears.
All right.
All right, Braves pitchers. These are the three, by the way, just throwing this out there, the three guys in your rotation that are veterans, okay?
Okay.
These are your three guys that you are supposed to be depending on coming into this season the most, right?
Yeah.
Your three veterans. Okay. Kevin Gausman, 4.83.
Okay.
Mike Foltynewicz, 5.06. Julio Teheran, 5.35. Those are your stalwarts, your consistent guys, your veterans that you're leaning on.
That's part of your problem when you're talking about leaning on at one of those three. I'm not going to get on the Julio bandwagon again, but why are you leaning on him?
Because he's a veteran. He's started six straight opening days for the Atlanta Braves.
2-4? What's his ERA? Through the roof right now?
His ERA through the roof? 5.35.
Starter. How many starts he's made? How many starts has he made? He's had any no decisions? I don't know, but 5.35.
Seven starts,
5.35. I mean,
38 hits, 23 runs, 23 earned runs at that, and 8 home runs, 18 walks. He has struck out 44 batters.
I mean, if you had, you know, somebody like Kyle Wright or somebody like that who gets sent down to the minors for pitching like that, why does Julio get the benefit of the doubt?
He's a veteran.
Oh, okay.
Well, I do agree with you, though. I certainly think that it's time to start thinking about Julio Teheran being taken out of the rotation at the very least.
Maybe he can have a career as middle relief.
It's the same story over and over with Julio Teheran. We'll sail through four innings. No problem. We'll give up maybe a run or two in those first four innings. Not that bad. And then the wheels fall off in the fifth. And it's 6-0 before he leaves the game. It's the same story. Every start, it's the same thing. How long are you going to deal with that?
All right. Then put him in the bullpen so you can get two or three spot innings out of him on occasion. There you go. Middle relief. I'll back off of shipping him off, which I would still do send a... I'd send a rider truck van to his house today if it was up to me. But put him in the bullpen. Bring one of these 385 arms up that you've got in the system. Give them a shot to earn a spot in the rotation.
Braves are tied for second place in the National League East. 2.5 games behind the Phillies. They're tied with the Mets at 16-16. In case you missed the stat earlier in the show, the Braves have had the lead in 13 of their 16 losses and have blown those games late with the bullpen. What I'm trying to tell you is the bullpen has blown 13 leads late in the games with the Atlanta Braves. And if the Braves find a way to win half of those games, you're talking about a 5.5 game lead for Atlanta.
Yeah,
they're 24-8, just winning half of those games.
Here's a blinding flash of the obvious, kind of shifting gears, keeping in the same division. But I read a headline, Jason, that said Derek Jeter's upset with the Marlins play and the Marlins attendance in South Florida. The Marlins are sitting there at 9-22 right now.
That's what happens when you're 9-22. You're supposed to be upset. Nobody's going to come watch the game.
He's upset with their play and upset with the spotty attendance that they have down in that new pretty ballpark down in Miami.
Well, then that's the wrong team for him to buy, because they have shown, those fans have shown down there, if you don't win, they don't come. And you've only won, like, what, 4 or 5 seasons in the entire history of the franchise?
And the Mets. I was looking at the Mets with all these quality starters that they have, Jason. Their team ERA is, they're just in between. I was in the butthurt list. I was talking about Milwaukee and Boston, but the Mets team ERA is right up there with those two teams. And they've got a couple of good quality starters there, so the Mets pitching staff's not doing so great this year either.
That's actually pretty interesting.
It's up there pretty high. So the Mets are 16-16 as well, tied with the Braves for second. But their team ERA is through the roof as well.
I've got the Mets winning the division. I picked them at the beginning of the year.
The Braves have a better team ERA than the New York Mets right now.
That's saying something.
I mean, they really do.
Holy goodness.
Yeah. And so the Mets, you know, their focal point is supposed to be on pitching. But the Phillies are 18-13. They lead the division by 2.5 games. And you know, Bryce Harper's really not hitting the ball that well right now.
No. All right, so I'm talking to our listening audience as well as our Facebook Live viewers. Make sure you get to Twitter, Bishop_show, the two questions that are up currently right now. Will the Warriors win the NBA championship, and does the University of Georgia name too many things after Vince Dooley?
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, actually from down here.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover, and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Guys, make sure you get Mother's Day right. Your mom was your first special lady, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't freak out. Go to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. No matter your budget, they have you covered. No better way to say thank you than something special from Cunningham Jewelers. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Knights of Frederica will have targets on their backs all season in defense of their 2018 GISA AAA State Championship. The Knights' 2019 schedule will be tough as well. Frederica will scrimmage Bethesda at home in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simons on August the 9th. The road games will be especially tough this season for the Knights as they visit Tarleton, Valwood, Bethlehem Christian, Westfield, Trinity Dublin, and John Millage. The Knights will host Augusta Prep, Tift Area, Pinewood, and Bullock Academy. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
I think the Boston Red Sox are going to finish last in the AL East.
They're starting to come on. They've climbed out of the cellar now, so they're starting to make up some ground. But again, that team ERA is up there in the 4.8 range. They got to bring that down.
All right, so let's put that on the. Let's make that a Twitter question of the week. Will the Boston Red Sox finish last in the AL East?
Nobody's finishing last in any division that's got the Baltimore Orioles in it. You got to remember that experts were picking them to lose 120, 130 games this year. And they are starting to play up to Orioles standards right now that they've grown accustomed to the last couple of years.
The Orioles are 11-22.
Yeah.
They're only four games behind Boston for fourth place.
Okay. By the All-Star break, they'll be 25 games behind Boston, wherever Boston is in the standings.
This Vince Dooley named segment of the show is brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water.
Vince probably does have Georgia Farm Bureau insurance. Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come by and see John Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glynn County Farm Bureau. Give them a call at 912-265-9175.
Kip has almost made it through one whole show without throwing out LBJ. We're almost there. Last segment. Can he make it?
That's you.
7 minutes.
That's you.
He has 7 minutes left.
Not throwing his name out there today. I mean, we're talking about NBA playoffs. I'm talking about teams that are in the NBA playoffs. That's our NBA segment. You don't bring up teams that aren't in the playoffs or players that aren't in the playoffs. I mean, what do? New York Giants trying to spin it to the rest of the world that they made the right selection at number six when they chose the Duke quarterback.
Daniel Jones.
He's learning the offense. I read that this week. He's learning the offense, and he's going to make the Giants. He's going to be their bridge to the future after Eli retires.
Well, he's a Duke kid, so you would expect him to be able to grab a hold very quickly, right? He's smart.
And Duke signed David Cutcliffe to an extension, football extension, through 2022. So things are going good for Duke right now.
Done a good job with that program.
Except for choking in the NBA, in the college basketball, whatever you call it, with the best player on the planet.
I went out on a limb and picked Duke to win the NCAA championship.
Again, there's another prediction. You just told on yourself. There's another prediction that you were wrong about.
I don't feel like I was wrong there. Duke just didn't play a very good game.
You predicted them to win, and you predicted them to blow everybody out on the way.
I did.
And it just didn't happen.
Yeah, they didn't play well.
Duke's going to blow out Michigan State. It's not even going to be close.
Not their fault.
Yeah. Whose fault is it?
Golden State's 2-0 up on Houston. Portland's 2-1 up on Denver. Milwaukee 2-1 on Boston. And the Philadelphia 76ers 2-1 on Toronto. I want to hear it out of your mouth, the two teams that you have in the NBA Finals.
Golden State and the Milwaukee Bucks.
I can see Milwaukee. Golden State's not getting there.
Okay. I mean,
they're going to get knocked off by Houston.
Okay. Well, they better start winning. That's all I can tell you. Or that'd be another prediction gone south.
I can only think of two predictions.
You need to write a song, man. Mark this down. Could be a good country song. You mean you could come up with the lyrics? I mean, you mark this down and then insert a team that's going to lose that you predict's going to win. It'd be pretty good. It'd be the theme song of Central Florida Athletics. Mark this down. Jason Bishop lost. Yeah.
I don't follow where you're trying to go with that.
I'm just saying you're the biggest. You love those Central Florida Knights. Again, here's another one that you got wrong. Houston could beat any of the top six teams in the country, yet they lose. You picked them to lose in the first round of the NCAA tournament. They were actually a good basketball team.
They were. I've been telling you how good they were all season.
And you had no confidence in them. You picked them to lose to Georgia State.
And they beat Georgia State by 30.
And they did.
It's because I was trying to tell you all season how good Houston was.
Yeah. Didn't have the confidence to pick them in the NCAA tournament bracket. What else? Let's see. Everything in Athens is named after Vince Dooley.
That's correct.
Okay. And I ask you what? You couldn't tell me what?
Vince Dooley Pebble.
Okay. I mean, the basketball arena is named after somebody else. Okay. Mm-hmm. Baseball field.
Stegman Coliseum, by the way.
Foley Fields, the baseball thing, that's not named after Vince. I mean, the state football stadium where Vince won 201 games in 25 years is not named after Vince. The field, though, where people used to roll in there and get beat downs named after Vince. Now, I can't wait to September 21st when the Irish roll in here. Hope it's a night game and they run out on Vince Dooley Field. You know what's going to happen then.
Do you think that Notre Dame can beat Georgia in that football game?
They can beat them, but are they? I don't think so.
I don't think that Notre Dame is good enough to even play with Georgia. Write this down. Georgia will win that game by 30 points.
Oh, God. Which means Rodrigo Blankenship's going to come on and hit a 38-yarder with 3 seconds, and Georgia will win 20-17. I'm not picking them to lose, but, man, you got a bad – anything you say, you can just about factor in the opposite.
Georgia 45-17 over the Irish.
That means Georgia win by a field goal, hopefully. Hopefully. I did see some encouraging news this week. I saw Zamir White in a workout video, running and cutting and all that kind of stuff. And that's going to be, I think he's going to be somebody that's going to have to be reckoned with this year behind that offensive line.
How much room is there going to be for him in the backfield?
There's going to be plenty of room for him in the backfield. Once he gets out there, people can see what he does.
Is he better than DeAndre Swift?
Not at this time.
Will he be better than DeAndre Swift?
We'll have to see.
I'm looking for a yes or no.
I'm not giving you a yes or no.
See, this is what you like to do. You don't like to give
definitive.
I don't
know yet.
Potentially, at least I give answers.
Potentially, yes, but I don't know. He's coming off 2 ACLs.
We are under a minute, and there's still no LBJ sighting for Kip.
Not going to happen this week. See, I don't do that. I'm not falling into this trap.
It's not a trap.
I mean, that's what you
I'm
do.
Just,
you,
I'm just
you,
starting to get proud of you that you've made a whole show.
That's the eighth time you brought those initials up today. I've been keeping a tracker over here. 8 times you've brought it up today. But yet, I'm the closet fan. That's 8 times you brought that up today.
You're normally the one that brings him up some capacity, no. And he made it.
There you go. There you have it. Now you can go write a letter and say, send me some more Kool-Aid to drink every Saturday.
Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
The two biggest studs in the South. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover, and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it, from mowers
to trailers to case knives. You will find it all at Southern Hardware, locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.